Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, the 10th of December, 2003. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. In the third hour of the show, I have one of the lawyers for the young people at Goose Creek Public School, where the police did a what can only be described as a Nazi or Soviet-style martial law raid. These have actually been going on around the country for about 10 years, becoming more and more frequent, but Big Brother's own surveillance turned against them. And now part of the video that wasn't released has been released, and it shows the dog, the German Shepherd, savaging their backpacks, grabbing the backpack, shaking its head, stepping and stomping and jumping on the terrified children. Not to mention the loaded firearms pointed at their heads and the comments of the police officers of, if you don't have anything to hide, what's your problem with this? Comments that, well, there's dope in the school, so you all are being punished. Again, it's admiralty law. It's the new system here in the United States. On Monday, it began to sink in, but it's really sunk in now, how incredible, on top of Bush's latest comments yesterday while meeting with the communist Chinese deputy leader, began to sink in how big a deal this is. Because in the past, we had a treaty to defend Taiwan. We said that they were independent since 1949. And Bush, engaging in masterful spin, says, oh, we're for the status quo. We're against your independence. You're not an independent country. And has rebuffed the Taiwanese leader. Imagine, America is now against free countries standing up against communist domination. Bill Clinton could have never gotten away with this. He was horrible, he was evil, he was a puppet. But George W. can do it. He can do things. He can ban guns. He can vote for open borders. He can sign campaign finance reform. He can do whatever he wants. And the idiot neocon listeners of controlled establishment fake conservative radio will buy it hook, line, and sinker. Taiwan says vote still on despite Bush warning. Taiwan now has China and the U.S. against it, and our government indeed is arming China with the latest weapons while giving Taiwan 30-year-old technology. It is saddening. But again, maybe Bill Gertz will write a column saying I'm a communist because I'm for Taiwan and against mainland China. Maybe, Rush Limbaugh will tell us how evil and liberal we are because we're for Taiwan. I mean, I've been on talk shows and been accused of being a liberal because I'm zero compromise on the Second Amendment. I'm not joking about this, folks. This is how far we've gone. Taiwan says vote still on despite Bush warning. We'll get into that. Taiwan's chin still bent on referendum plans despite personal rebuke from U.S., 17 students file suit over school drug raid. We have their lawyer coming on. Raid might have broken drug dog rules, the county's own rules. Supreme Court upholds political money law, upholds Bush's and Kennedy's attack on the First Amendment. Also, Schindler writes, getting a loan, Big Brother wants to know, we'll wait to hear about this, 6 children die in fresh U.S. blunder. Meanwhile, Iraq to stop counting civilian dead under U.S. orders. That's not to be released. White House defends no-bid policy in Iraq. And, of course, James Baker is going to run doling out the money to Dick Cheney. Jail cut for man who stabbed burglar to death. Oh, how nice. He only gets 3 years in prison in Scotland for defending himself. And they're about to go on the market with your implantable chip for buying and selling. We'll be right back.
Alex Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones. Hey, did you know that Mel Gibson was in Austin, Texas on Sunday? He showed up unannounced at Harry Knowles' little film festival at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, and showed the, well, it's not the final cut of The Passion, or Christ the Passion, or The Passion of Christ. Now, they've been changing the name around because one of the big Hollywood studios claimed they own the name The Passion, and it even convinced the local liberals. And this was in the newspaper, that the ADL was shooting blanks in its criticism of the film as anti-Semitic. I mean, it's word for word from the Bible. But to see a news article yesterday in the Statesman, very, very pro-Mel Gibson, was certainly exciting. Speaking of the Alamo Draft House, I will be at the Houston Alamo Draft House this Saturday from 6 to midnight, showing Road to Tyranny and John Carpenter's They Live. And so I certainly hope to see everybody there. Last time we showed it, it was a surprising visit with Mel Gibson's sister and some of his other family was there, and Mel Gibson's father. I don't know if they'll be there this time. I haven't called them. I'd imagine they won't. They've already seen Road to Tyranny on the big screen once, but that was certainly fun. But I just hope to see everybody out there. It's a great place to network and to meet like-minded people. And they're both great films. John Carpenter's They Live is a good analogy for getting your mind outside the box to see the big picture of the false reality. And Road to Tyranny details government-sponsored terror and the New World Order master plan for global domination this Saturday, West Oak Shopping Center in Houston, Texas. And details of that are at Infowars.com. In the last segment, I know a lot of stations don't carry the first little five-minute segment, I talked about how it's starting to sink in, how horrible it is that Bush did something that Clinton never even began to do. Bush has turned his back on Taiwan. Now, in reality, Bill Clinton sold the latest weapon systems and allowed Loral and Hughes, which were controlled by big neocon owners, to go into China and arm them to the teeth so they could destroy the entire United States and destroy Taiwan. Bush has accelerated that. I mean, Clinton would give him some supercomputers. Bush gives him everything. Stuff Americans can't buy unless you're part of the national security infrastructure and have special clearances. But the communist Chinese can have it. Your company can't buy it, but the communist Chinese can. Missile systems, submarine systems, radar systems, AWACS systems, cruise missile diagrams, cruise missile factories, you name it, it's gotten much worse under Bush. But again, Bill Gertz, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, they won't tell you about it. Mr. Crystal, they won't tell you about it. They'll say, if you criticize Bush, you love Al-Qaeda, and you're evil. I mean, that's basically about as deep as the argument goes, a nice little slogan. But to have Bush have one of his spokesmen on Monday say, hey, Taiwan, you better not have independence, that's wrong, and then to have Bush in a speech yesterday to tell Taiwan that independence is bad when the treaty since 1949 says that they are independent and we will defend them and their independence against China. Bush has now turned his back on that, and he calls that the status quo. Oh, we're for the status quo, and then changes a 54-year policy. Now, again, China has killed, conservatively, 50 million of its own people. They have mobile death vans in dozens of cities. In one city, they have 24 alone driving around with automatic injectors in the seats. They then gut you for your organs in the back. They exsanguinate you, suck all your blood out. And this was described in Chinese and Western newspapers like it was a report on the latest way to farm strawberries or how to make cheese or something. It was just calmly being reported how they supply the premium organs. And it showed them dragging a young woman, choking her with looks of pleasure on the police faces, to the mobile death van and said that she had been a political dissident who'd spoken out against China. No judge, no jury. They just pick you up and suck your blood out and cut your guts out. And I mean, I'm sorry if you don't want to hear how gruesome this is. I mean, it's what's happening. China will arrest you, will torture you, will kill you, will put you in a slave camp for years if you're caught with a Bible. After all, it's unauthorized religious activity. Got to have your 501c3 over there, like our church is here. And so this is the reality, folks. And China has killed more people than the communist in Russia. And all their murders in Eastern Bloc nations, they have killed more people, roughly double what Adolf Hitler ever killed. And again, they don't even call them communist in the news anymore. There are buddies. Every single week, Communist China, in its official government newspaper, says we are evil dogs, that they're going to nuke us, that they're going to kill us, that we're their enemy, that they're going to crush us. And then I turn on our nightly news, and it's how they love us and how they're good. Are you starting to get the picture here? What do you think about this? I mean, it's so many of these subjects, I get desensitized to it. George Bush, as a puppet, as a front man, he's not doing any of it, but as the Trojan horse figurehead to make conservatives think everything's all right, is destroying America, is dismantling every facet of our free society, wallowing with every dictatorship you can imagine, and Rumsfeld's giving nuclear reactors, working with Clinton back in the late 90s, to North Korea. But again, the neocons talk about Clinton being bad, Rumsfeld being good. It's garbage. And then in this election or the next election, you'll get a Democrat in, and suddenly all the leftists will love the Patriot Act and the rest of it, and the globalists will take a big step with the left foot. Then a Republican will come back in, take a big step with the right foot. It's all part of the same creature. It's all part of the same system. And we're losing America. And then the New York Times comes out and says, oh, if SARS gets released, we're going to round you up and put you in these camps at gunpoint for your safety. And, oh, and General Eberhardt at the NORTHCOM command says, well, martial law is a good thing, and the military is spying on you, and it's wonderful. He said that in the LA Times, and it's for your safety. And at Fort Bragg, they're getting training from the Israelis of not just how to, quote, suppress and keep control of the unruly Iraqi population, but our population as well. Taiwan says vote still on despite Bush warning, brushing aside a warning from George W. Bush. Since when did that happen? Taiwan's president reiterated his plan to hold a referendum alongside elections next March, but said neither independence nor the status quo with China would be at issue. After Bush delivered his surprise warning during a White House visit by Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, or Bao, did not say what the referendum would be about, but earlier he suggested it would pressure China to remove missiles aimed at the island, which Beijing sees as a breakaway province that must one day, even by force, be returned to the fold. We want to show China, the world, that military force cannot be used to solve the problem of the Taiwan Strait, Chen said after the Democratic Progressive Party official confirmed him as its presidential candidate for the March 20th election. Taiwan's people have the right to say loudly that they oppose missiles and are for democracy. Oh, really? Oppose war and are for peace, he said. This has nothing to do with independence. There is no intention to change the status quo. So Taiwan's chin still bent on referendum plans despite personal rebuke from Lord Bush. And in Iraq, folks, they've killed a bunch of children, they're bombing innocent people, they're stringing barbed wire up around whole towns, making people carry ID cards. They admit they've got an army colonel here in the New York Times saying, yeah, we take their women and children and put them in camps and to make the men answer questions. Folks, you know, think of all the historical examples of people kidnapping people's children to make others answer questions. One of the worst forms of torture. And Police State 3, Total Enslavement, I have little news clips where they're arguing, well, let's use people's children as leverage. Let's go ahead and torture them. Yeah, that's a good American value. And then the neocons' own PNAC documents say Saddam wasn't a threat. We want his oil. We need terrorism to get the people behind all this. I mean, this is sick, folks. And now the White House has ordered their puppet leadership in Iraq to restrict the release of names of dead Iraqi civilians. Lying to you, keeping the truth from you. Again, everything diametrically opposed to American values. But it's okay, because George W. Bush is a Christian. Yeah, a Christian Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove member. About as Christian as Anton LaVey. When he's not worshiping Allah, he's off at the Shinto shrine. We'll be right back, folks, and get into all the other news. And believe me, there's a lot of it. You don't want to miss it. Toll-free number to join us. Take a lot of calls today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
All right, folks, coming up in the next segment, we'll be taking your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars has been updated today. Paul Watson, my good buddy, who was going to be on the show, has the flu. But I am going to get more into that government press conference that they had that no one seems to pay attention to, that was full of the national media, about a chemtrail spraying and a magnetic military pulse that was tested. And a lot of people that looked at the radar did see the huge magnetic pulse over the eastern seaboard right before the power outage took place. So we'll get more into that later today. And we do have the lawyer But the 17 students who have filed suit against the school district on that drug raid, and now new video has been released up there at Goose Creek showing the German Shepherd grabbing the backpack, the shirt. The news says the backpack, I watched the video, it grabs the shirt too, and savagely shaking and ripping at it, jumping up on the children kneeling and crying in total fear as the... And that would scare me, a German Shepherd. I'm being told handcuffed to kneel forward while a German Shepherd jumps on me and snaps at me. And they pointed guns at their heads, even more dangerous. Again, about 2 years ago, year and a half ago, in Detroit, they shot a girl in the face in a drill. A couple of years ago, they shot Cop of the Year in the head and killed him in a drill with loaded guns with children in Fort Worth, Texas. And I see these reports every few months where they kill or wound somebody in a drill or in a school raid. This one's gotten a lot of attention, though, because there's video of it. Well, on Road to Tyranny, I have video of drills with men cussing, screaming, pointing MP5s in children's crying faces, elementary school students, loading them on buses. Yeah, this is going on everywhere. So we got that lawyer coming on the show, and now they're reporting out of the South Carolina news, the state raid might have broken drug dog rules. Video shows Goose Creek police using canines in school sweep. Charleston, the Goose Creek Police Department, appears not to have followed its own rules on using drug dogs in its gun-drawn raid at the Stratford High School last month. The videotape that police department released shows a police dog passing close by students who had been forced to kneel on the floor during the November 5th raid. It also captured an officer lecturing students as that part of the raid ends. If you're an innocent bystander to what has transpired here today, this is a quote, you can thank those people that are bringing dope into the school. You mean the CIA who brings it into the country? Every time we think there's dope in the school, we're going to be coming up here to deal with it, and this is one of the ways we can deal with it. The unidentified officer says more than 100 students were in the hallway that morning as police dog passed close by, barking, excitedly sniffing their backsides. At one point, the dog grabs a backpack with its mouth and shakes it. You know, the savage attacking. Another time, the dog jumps briefly on its hind legs onto his handler as they check students huddling in an alcove. And department procedure says that they can only search someone one at a time and that you cannot have a whole group being searched in an illegal narcotics detection sweep. Only after the on-scene supervisor has cleared the area of all personnel will the canine enter and conduct an illegal narcotics detection. So you take the clothes, the backpack off, the coats off. You do not have the dog do it while the person's dressed. And this was a German Shepherd trained in drug detection in Czechoslovakia and trained in attack. So we have attack dogs. By the way, up in at Heartland in Missouri, the big Christian school with a great record of reforming youth, some of the elementary students ran in fear from the police dog, and it did follow one outside and grab the young, I believe she was 12 years of age, or no, she was 11, I guess she was middle school, did grab her and drag her to the ground, and then the police threatened people to keep their mouths shut about that. So kind of a pastime now, cornering your children with dogs and pointing guns at them and screaming at them. It's all part of living in a free society. To stop the drugs. Coming up when we get back, we'll take some calls, and then we'll get into some of the really meaty news. Supreme Court upholds campaign finance First Amendment destruction reform. Also, Big Brother wants to know about your loans. Six children die in fresh U.S. blunder. AP reports Iraq to stop counting civilian dead under U.S. orders. White House defends no-bid policy, and James Baker running things. We'll talk about folks getting prison time for defending themselves in England and implantable microchip news. Some new developments. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Waging war on corruption, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. More and more people globally are waking up to the true horror that is the New World Order. Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to go to these calls quickly. Dan and Greg and Jan and Ethan and Les Ann and many others that are patiently holding. Then I'll get into the latest implantable microchip news. I'm seeing it all over the country. Dozens of major newspapers every week about how, hey, they're going to be equipping the stores soon to scan your hand with the microchip. Now, remember, in 97, I said they start putting in thumb scanners to buy and sell in grocery stores. It's happened in thousands of stores, and they're now pulling out the checkout lanes, going to the self-serve lanes. Then once they've got you trained on those, they put the thumb scanners in and say, hey, you got to do it. This is the stated plan. Then they move into microchips, which Sean Hannity says every child needs or you're not conservative. He said the liberals are against it. Imagine trying that psychology. The liberals are against the microchips. I actually heard him say that. Every child needs one. Every child. I'm going to invest in the company. You're not a conservative if you're not for communism. I mean, it's basically gotten down to that. We'll get into that news and a bunch of Iraq news here after the calls. But first, before the calls, I want to bring my good buddy, our big sponsor up, on the show. We've created a new section on InfoWars.com full of the FDA's own admissions about how the major filtering systems for municipal water supplies don't cut out cryptosporidium or E. coli. Did you know that? No, they don't. And it's full of the Prozac and Ritalin and birth control hormones. Folks, it's time to start filtering your water. There's enough poison in the air and the food. The water is 70% of your body. You need to stop drinking poison. And most filters on the market do not clean this garbage out. The Big Berkey, the Berkey Light, the Black Berkey Elements do it. And it is time to take action. And it makes a great gift. If you really love your family, folks, this is the gift for Christmas. Force yourselves to go off the tap water. Jim Shepard, thanks for coming on the show, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Well, you know, Alex, if you don't get enough hormones from your milk and your beef and the chicken that you eat, well, you can just supplement it with your drinking water.
Every corner of the country has found massive levels of Prozac, herbicides, pesticides, dead bacteria, if you're lucky. A lot of times live bacteria, but dead bacteria are bad enough. They're toxic, little microscopic pieces of rotten meat, basically. It's time to filter our water, isn't it?
It really is. And, Alex, we've got a couple Christmas specials that we want to share with the folks.
You can't say Christmas. It's politically incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Holidays. We may be arrested for thought crime.
Okay. All right. Well, let's keep that straight then. Anyway, we have now we have an inexpensive system that we put together for folks that just want to get something going, or they want to give a good gift, you know, and not spend too much money, you know, for the kids in college or whatever. And that's going to be the Berkey Light with two super-sized ceramic super stericyl filters that do remove the pathogenic bacteria from the water. They also reduce the chemicals and so forth. Normally $199. If you call now, you can get those between now and Christmas for $149.
By the way, Jim, that's the best deal I've ever heard you offer.
Well, and the thing is that folks need to get their call in soon if they want to get that to folks, to their you know, relatives before Christmas. And for people that, you know, that if you live in one state and your relatives live in another state, we can drop ship that to your relative.
By the way, you know, I ship my videos out regular mail. Takes a week or two. You ship the day you get the order or the day after, UPS, and every time I've ordered from you, I get it in 3 or 4 days.
That's right. Yeah, we try to get them out the door right away. Alex, and then we also have had a lot of requests for that October special, so we decided to go ahead and run that back up again. Now, we have some other specials on your website. If folks go to that and go down and look for the big special or the Berkey Light specials.
And we have right there, we have a Yahoo shopping cart, great security, and those orders every day are gotten by Debbie at New Millennium, and they go out. So great service through these folks.
And so we have a number of specials for, you know, package deals. So if you want to get a bunch of people the sport bottles, whatever, we have quantity discounts. But we're going to extend the October special. Now, this will not be posted on the website, so you need to pay attention to it. And then call in and tell them you want the October special. We're going to extend it here for about 2 weeks. And it's the Berkey Light with the lights. You can choose red or blue lights. You get also the solar recharger with that can also be used to recharge your cell phones and radios in an emergency or a blackout. Also get the KDF shower filter to take that stuff, the chemicals out of your shower so you don't breathe them in. We also have the battery adapter included in that, and that will run the Berkey Light lights, which are bright enough to light up a whole room. You can see them a mile away. And on four alkaline batteries, you can run it for 2 weeks every night. And then we have two sport bottles or two potassium iodate, or you can mix and match, get one of each. That's a $471 value. For $383, basically, we're going to take care of all of your water needs. Plus, if you get the potassium iodate, you're going to take care of your nuclear needs. The second special is going to be if you've got a stainless steel system and you want to upgrade from the ceramic to the Black Berkey filter elements, you've got four Black Berkey purification elements and the shower filter or a sport Berkey. You can choose whichever one you want. That's normally $241. And the special price is $192 on that, so you can save about $50 on that package.
All right, folks. Debbie's there right now to take your call. The toll-free number to call is 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. And if you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back today. 1-888-803-4438. But that, and we have a lot of those specials listed at Infowars.com. You can order online there at the secure online Yahoo shopping cart, or you can call Debbie directly at 888-803-4438. But again, Jim, you're talking about the British Birkfeld stainless steel system with the mega filters that do a great job for how much, did you say?
Well, the I don't know which no, this is if you've got the stainless steel system, and it can be either one of our own or if you've bought one from another company.
No, I was going back to the first special you mentioned.
Oh, that's the Berkey light with the lights. You get the Berkey light with the lights, and you can pick a white or blue. White is great for camping. They're great for emergency. Blue is just plain beautiful.
No, I mean the special before that one that was like 140 or something.
Okay, no, that's the four black Berkey purification elements. It's if you've got a stainless steel system and you've got the ceramic filters and you want to upgrade them to the purification elements, then you can get four black Berkey purification elements.
You know, Jim, I'm sorry I'm confusing you here. The first special you mentioned with the super Sterzl filters.
Okay, now that is a Berkey light. It has the transparent chambers, and then we're going to put two Imperial Super Sterzl filters in there. They're 50% larger than the standard filters.
How many gallons a day will that do?
Oh, that's going to do about 25 to 30 gallons a day. And it's normally would be $199, and we are going to do that for $149 between now and Christmas.
All right, 1-888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, Alex.
You bet. I really appreciate it. And they're great folks, great prices, and they pay for the entire 6 hours a day global shortwave serving the planet. And, folks, we got listeners by the thousands that we know of in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in England. Just an incredible outreach, 6 hours a day, two different bands of shortwave, just wonderful folks. Okay, let's go to the calls. Thanks for holding, folks, and more of the news coming up. Thanks for bearing with us on that. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois, then Greg, Jan, and Ethan, and Les Ann, and others. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know, I'm a little confused about what all the protesting against Mel Gibson's film or anything else like that.
Well, it doesn't work when they show it. Mel Gibson was here Sunday, showed it to all the liberals, and they loved it. So it kind of blew up in the ADL's face.
Well, here's the thing. Christians, by their existence, believe that Christ is God. Jewish people, by their fact that they remain Jewish, says that he wasn't. So if he wasn't God, he was a blasphemer, like it says in the Bible.
Well, the leftists don't like Christians and Christianity, period, and they'll attack anything Christian. Look at the Ten Commandments.
I mean, is this truly a leftist thing, or is it more of a Jewish thing? I mean, that, to me,
well, there are a lot of Jews who are Christians. I don't.
But I'm not.
I mean,
certainly.
I mean, a big part of the liberal movement that doesn't like Christianity, you know, has Jewish organizations in it. But there's Buddhists who don't like Christians. There's Muslims that don't like Christians. I mean, religions are always fighting with each other.
But I mean, I meant the people who are remaining, you know, Jewish. I mean, it seems more of a pressure like that to me because it's making them supposedly look bad when actually it doesn't. It to their own religion.
Well, I know the ADL came out against Judge Moore, but so did the Southern Poverty Law Center and a bunch of others. But, yes, that particular group is always going after Christians, and it's wrong. And and I don't know why, because the Ten Commandments were given to Moses. So that's Jewish and Christian. So I don't. It's crazy.
Isn't the Anti-Affirmation League, whatever that's called, aren't they against this movie too?
Oh, they have called Mel Gibson an anti-Semite, which is slander, which is totally just total garbage.
Well, then that's like the thing I'm talking about. I mean, why? Since if they think they're correct in their position and their belief system, this movie just shows their position.
Well, in the article I wrote about Arnold Schwarzenegger before, you know, during the election, before he was elected, I point out that in 1978, in a banquet hall with over 1,000 people in it, He said, I hate all N-word, get out subhuman blacks. This is from thousands of witnesses, 200 bodybuilders, throwing a fit because he dropped out that year because this black guy was bigger than him. And he had to have a rest from the roids. That's been in the news. And it was burning his liver out. And then he says that he wants to be like Hitler. He campaigns for Nazis. He says, I don't care if Waldheim's a Nazi. And the ADL likes him. The Simon Wiesenthal Center endorses him. I'm sick of it. Then they attack Mel Gibson.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. No? I mean, if they're...
Well, it makes a lot of sense if you understand it's a political tool to attack anybody that's wholesome.
Well, I mean, I'm being facetious. I do understand. They don't want anything to make them look bad, and that's all there is to it. And it's like that. You talk about censorship. You talk about First Amendment. That's a movie has to be the...
Well, it's not going to work. Mel Gibson's going all over the country showing The Passion, and people are getting a chance to see it. And the writer for The Statesman said, I don't get the big deal. This is the version of the movie that didn't cut the stuff out that the ADL doesn't like, and there's nothing in it bad. I mean, it's just the Bible. It's what happened.
Is it in Arabic?
Yes.
With subtitles, is that what it is?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Take care.
Appreciate it. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in North Carolina. Go ahead, Greg.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How
Hello.
Are you? I'm just wondering, since the spring of 2001 in my little area here in western North Carolina, we have quite a bit of weird airplane traffic, and it started with a little airplane, single engine, that was marked Chinese. I just wonder what your take would be on that.
I don't know. I don't have enough information, but I know that Chinese troops are at a lot of major U.S. bases, have been given entrance into secure areas that citizens can't see, into NORAD, you name it, into NORTHCOM, you name it, and it's horrible, and we do have foreign troops here. That's mainstream news.
This is like a single-engine type Cessna-type fault plane?
Well, a lot of... Look, I mean, we've seen Russian planes, Czechoslovakian, Hungarian... Ukrainian flying around Austin will drive out to the airport, and it's some, you know, rich lawyer who bought one for $50,000.
Okay.
So a lot of times when you see foreign aircraft and stuff, people bought it.
And they can still leave the country markings on it and not change it to an N for America?
I believe that if it doesn't have proper numbers, it's violation of FAA rules.
Okay, well, I'm talking about, you know, American is N before the numbers. This one had a B before the numbers, and I called the FAA, and that's China.
Yes, I know that the lawyers around here, and you know, I just happen to know two lawyers that we've pulled up and questioned them. They don't take the markings off; they leave the foreign markings and then add U.S. markings. I mean, if you call the FAA, how many of these single-engine Chinese planes have you seen?
We only had one. He was buzzing everybody's house at low altitude, doing circles and cutting his motor off, you know, coasting over people's
houses.
Well,
there's the Open Skies Treaty that any foreign plane that wants to can fly over us. So, I don't know.
Well, he was below the 500 feet, though, which what they're supposed to be away from a person, house, or building, or automobile.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, Greg.
Okay, I just give me a better camera and start taking pictures for the FAA, I guess.
I think that's a good idea, yes. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Sorry I can't answer your question. I just don't have enough info. Interesting question, though. Jan in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say I loved your video, Bohemian Grove. I think everybody needs to see that. It was excellent.
Well, for those that don't know what Bohemian Grove is and that George Bush admittedly attends, so did his daddy and his daddy and his daddy, why don't you tell folks what you saw in the video?
Well, it was them having their ceremonies and important people in government, and it just showed, you know, what really goes on in some of these secret societies, and I think it's an eye-opener. Everyone needs to be informed. And I wanted to go into something else that I think is kind of interesting, and I want to know if you've heard anything about this. Someone told us, who knows someone in Washington, D.C., that the higher-ups have been told to leave before the year 2006. They are to relocate with their families because...
I know that most elites, most people who are billionaires, are building armored compounds in islands off the U.S. coast, East Coast, West Coast, in the Caribbean. They are getting islands in the Mediterranean, islands in the South Pacific. And, yes, there is a massive evacuation taking place. Remember about 5 years ago, Hanoi Jane left and said the U.S. is going into martial law. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And she divorced her husband, Ted Turner.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, and there was an article in the Christian Science Monitor 2 weeks ago about the mass evacuation that's taking place.
Do you think maybe they have planned a terrorist attack someplace close to Washington, D.C.? Is that what's on the books?
I think unless we expose that they stand to gain from terror, they're going to release smallpox or some other horrible thing. They've made preparations as the smokescreen for a total federal takeover. Mm-hmm. That'll be their excuse for a total clampdown. They've said they're going to do it. So they've said it's going to happen. We're going to save you by enslaving you. So,
uh-huh.
Yes, I think it's going to happen unless we get the word out. We are in a life or death situation. We're all standing in the crosshairs of history, folks. And we are on the edge of the death of America. Stay there. We'll talk more on the other side, Jan.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
All right, going back to Jan in Colorado, she had asked why that she's heard about this evacuation out of D.C. and other areas. They're moving in Congress with the CFR Commission study trying to implement it into law, have a CONCON, which is a terrifying thing, a constitutional convention. And if they can get a CONCON going under the name of flag burning ban or something that a lot of folks would agree with, then when it's in that process, they can rewrite the whole Constitution, the whole Bill of Rights. Well, their new reason for a con is an emergency procedure to appoint new members of Congress if a third of them are killed, a third or more. And the president with the state governors would then appoint the people. And so they are making all these preparations. The New York Times on Monday had the article about SARS. Well, it's going to be an outbreak. It's going to happen. We've got quarantines with armed police in every city and town now, and the feds are running it. And so this is really going on. And then we've got the different generals and people saying, well, it's for your own good. It's kind of sad, but we'll have to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government to keep you safe, creating that false perception that military government is a good thing and, well, it's what happens if we're attacked again. And so they're setting that psychological precedent. Anything else, Jan?
What else I heard was that most people would be safe in, like, say, the mountainous areas. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I mean, safe. If there is a major biological outbreak that's in your area, if you can get out to a rural area and isolate yourself till the hysteria and the rioting, which is will tend to be worse than the disease itself, and then the secondary federal takeover, quote, answering that crisis, then yes, you would be safer.
Okay.
I appreciate your call, Jim.
Yeah, thank you so much. You're
thank
doing a
you.
Good job.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ethan in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing today, Alex?
Fantastic, sir.
I love your show. I just saw They Live last night. I wish I could go out to Houston to see your show, but I won't be able to make it. I was trying to. It was a great movie. Really fantastic. Also, I just wanted to thank you a lot because I noticed you always say, you know, you do the truth and the facts, and you said the thing about the death camps this morning. And that one kind of blew my mind, but I just went online and read about it, and that's some really crazy stuff.
Yeah, we have a whole section where they have mass graves and incinerators ready for you and your family. That's the Colorado news
completely.
There.
Completely. I looked that up, too. You know, my friends think I'm crazy listening to you. I'm telling them about this stuff. I'm looking at mainstream media news. You know, it's all about the truth, and they really think, like, why are you questioning the government? You know, like, everything's okay. Just take your pills and live
and
in
see,
the,
that's what's so scary is that they're floating it. Oh, we may have to put you in a camp. We may have to burn your body. We may have to, but it's for your safety.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking at escape routes out of L.A. I took my girlfriend out of town just through the mountains. I've been talking about getting us backpacks and hiking gear, and she's looking at me like I'm crazy, like, why would you need this? And I'm like,
well,
you know,
well, if we don't stop the globalists and expose them, you will need it. The government is saying this is going to happen. We're trying to expose them so they don't move. Again, folks, this, I mean, we're living in the most dangerous and most interesting times ever in human history right now. This is life or death. We are standing on the edge.
Most definitely. Also, I keep a picture up of John Ashcroft up in my office based on how you were saying about the reports of college students and people just knowing their government. Most people have no clue who he is. I can't believe it. You know, I keep a nice picture, the one from, like, his website with him by the flag smiling. And nobody gets it. I can't believe it. You know, one out of 14, maybe one out of seven really, you know, see who he is. And that just really blows my mind because there's all these things, too, about these flu shots. And you're right about, I think there is going to be some sort of biological or SARS. If no more, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Well, that's what the globalists are saying. Absolutely. Just try to turn your friends onto the show. Get them to listen.
Most definitely.
And hopefully wake folks up. Anything else, Ethan?
Other than that, I love your show, and I think it's fantastic, and I'm here to fight with you, and God bless.
You're awesome. Thank you, sir. Yeah, we can back them off. If enough people wake up, the globalists will have to suspend their plans. Second hour, more calls and guests coming up.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.